And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome! Episode 9, 7, 6, Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. If you pre-ordered a Shop Good shirt, they should be on their way, but there's still a few in stock. Go check them out. I am Luke! Joined this morning by Andrew.
I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Slam through.
Taylor.
My wife asked me to go get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store. I realized when I got home that I'd pick 7 up. School's out for summer. School's out.
Chili.
Chili.
And Jay.
It's Jay.
Guys, guess what? The boys are back in town.
Wow. This is, we have not, so if you are not watching on YouTube, we have not sat around a table together in over a year, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
Jay and Andrew have not seen each other in person for a year.
Or the L-Man.
Or the L-Man. Or the L-Man.
Yeah, for a full year.
Which good. Feels a little different because we've...
Now kids.
We did an entire...
Now kids. Now kids.
We did an entire trivia season. We've gone through the entire bubble. We've now done over half the NBA season. And here we are.
Yeah, it's
the
crazy.
Shut down a year ago.
It's crazy that a year ago, like, we're like, okay, what are we going to do for this podcast? While there's no NBA.
But this is what it was. It was like, what are we going to do for this podcast for only about 2 or 3 months? And then it'll be back to normal.
Right.
No problem.
And if you didn't know that the NBA shut down a year ago yesterday, there's 1.5 million podcasts
about
that Royce had to be a part of.
Yeah, no kidding.
That you can go and listen to all of that content.
Hey, I do have a question about that real quick, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Like Royce, does he get to, if he goes and guests on a podcast, I know sometimes he's friends with them so he won't get paid for it, but like if it's cross platforms or cross companies, do they have to have some kind of like payment?
It's funny, most shows, this is very inside baseball here, most shows in the US don't do that. It's possible to do it, but actually like in Europe, podcasts, like that's a typical practice, is that they
pay for an appearance.
They get paid like the equivalent of like $50 to $100 to do an appearance. But it's, I've never really heard of it in the United States. Everybody's just courteous.
Does it.
Yeah. Which is wild. Same for like radio appearances and stuff like that for the most part, unless you have a contract with them, it's just, you're just doing it.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, local radio. Yeah. But I think like, never mind. Luke, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. What's up?
Like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. So the Thunder win last night in OKC. A year later, they're back in Oklahoma City, and we got to watch the Mavericks versus the Mavericks.
How did it feel in the arena?
It was weird. It was super weird. You mean watching the Mavericks?
Did they do like a tribute video to the Jazz game?
No, they did. All of like the game ops, all the game ops stuff was not geared to that at all, but they did give us a mask, this mask,
That's a good looking mask.
Yeah. They gave us a hand sanitizer.
Wow.
And they gave us like this little thing with a cookie attached to it. They gave everybody that came. That
a cookie or clicky?
Cookie.
I don't know what a clicky would be, so that makes sense.
They gave us a little clicky.
Like just gave us a little clicky.
With a little cookie attached to it. And they gave us some extra snacks.
So they want you to have a mask on, but they also want you to be eating. So take a mask off.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing.
We're all sitting in like these basically like cubicles at the game.
Hmm.
And there's glass separating each person. So it's very safe.
If you knock when you want to talk to someone next to you,
we lean back.
You lean back,
yeah,
and take your mask off.
Yes, and scream. I actually did that a couple times.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So I've been thinking about this a lot with the Oklahoma City, really with all of the NBA, really any sport.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have these coaches that put on their masks, but anytime they want to get be heard, they pull their masks down and yell
and scream. Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance that the NBA was like, let's give them like megaphones?
That would be cool.
Awesome.
Like you can just go. Hey, through a mask and it could be heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Will you talk to Adam Silver about that?
You can hear very well. Like I'm very far away from them. Well, not very far away. I'm far away from them and I can hear everything for the most part. So they just feel like this will help.
Yeah.
When they do it, it just feels like more emphatic.
Yeah. I just feel like if you have a megaphone, you can just hear. Hey, Shay, pass the ball.
Or like little
on this way. Do that.
They should put like little
good shot, guys.
Implants behind everyone's ear.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So that way they can talk.
Guys, we're kind of burying the lead because something happened last night that will redefine this franchise for a generation to come.
Forever.
Yep. Luke got a discreet package in the
Luke got it's not that.
it's not untrue. But
Lexi. I can't finish this.
He was announced first in the arena and it was just glorious to hear his first name. Yeah. Alexei Pokrzyjewski. It was great.
And in the starting lineup. And I'll just say it, did not disappoint.
He was spectacular. His stat line is sick.
Go ahead and read it for us.
14 points, yep. 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Only 2 turnovers, which they were just blatant.
They were so bad. Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. But only 2. And he shot 4 free throws last night and made all 4. He is 100% from the free throw line in the NBA.
He's skipping over 2 other percentage stats, but we don't need to go over this.
He, early in the game, tried one of his behind-the-back passes to Al Horford.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest. I was completely and utterly thrilled.
Yeah. Yes.
When that happened.
Yeah.
But he also like
it also had zero chance of getting its way to Al Horford.
But he owned it immediately.
Yep.
And then Al like kind of consoled him like it's okay. Try to not do that ever.
Yeah.
Again.
Don't. Yeah. You know? Like don't be like that.
Dude, this is not the G League. but he played great and with a ton of confidence. And he missed a couple shots. He missed 4 threes, but. There were 2 of them particularly that didn't even catch iron. But I could tell you when he shot those that they were not going to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hesitated so much on those, which is not really what he has done. But he's beginning to understand and think about the game. I was thoroughly impressed with what he did. He obviously hit a gigantic 3.
That was a very impressive.
Huge. Yeah. And you know that Dort had no desire to pass in the ball, but he's up in the air and he's like, oh, Poku's the only one that's open. Here you go.
The Mavs, credit to the Mavs, they funneled that ball to Poku.
And paid
to their demise.
To their own demise. They paid the price.
And then he also, the thing that's maybe not really thought about as much is because we are so offensively focused, but he also had 2. I mean, he had 1 block that was kind of at the end of the game where he blocked that 3-pointer, or at least interrupted it.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a huge block on Brunson at the rim.
Yeah.
In really kind of crunch time, clutch time.
Mm-hmm.
I just was impressed. I thought Poku was – he looks like a different player completely by the time he came back from the G League versus when he left.
Yeah. And I think that he may just fit better next to better players.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't think that they'll start him over Baze when Baze is ready to come back, but I honestly think they should. Because 1, I believe that Poku's development at this point is probably more important, sure, because his ceiling, he has a higher ceiling. He's got a better feel for the game. I just think his ceiling is way higher. So I think that might be more important. And then maybe if they trade Horford, they just start Baze and Poku.
Oh, that's my dream.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be great.
So I do think that I hope that he continues to start. I don't think he will. I think that Bazley will get that spot when he comes back and Poku will come off the bench.
But he's surely earning a substantial amount of minutes in the rotation, especially if what happened last night is indicative of what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah.
Pretty clear that the Thunder are like Muscala set for no reason.
They went like full tank lineups is what they did.
There was a point when they had Kendrick Williams, Ty Jerome, Kendrick, Moses Brown,
Roby,
and then who is the fifth? Somebody else that...
Teo?
Yeah, Teo.
Teo was the fifth, yeah.
They had that lineup on the floor for large amounts of time last night. Like, if... And this is for those of us who are looking at this team's future and saying, if they hit... I want to help us grasp this. If the Thunder can get any one of the top five guys,
yeah,
we're looking at a 2 to 3 year timeline on being right back in contention.
Yeah.
Because Shea is proving,
gosh,
week after week this season that he is an elite level of player.
He was so good last night.
Incredible. And playing with unbelievable confidence and just... I just am shocked by him every time I watch him play about how good he's playing. And so it's like, I know that it's fun to watch this team compete and it's fun to watch them win games they shouldn't, but it's not in the benefit of the future of this franchise. They need to get one of these top five guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They need to. In 2 months ago, Shea probably gets 5 free throws in that game. He's starting to sell his contact. And the Mavs were furious. Like, and they were all, you could just hear, it was one of the loudest things that happened in the arena last night was how furious they were at these foul calls that Shea continued to get. And they were so happy. Like, they were just furiously clapping when he got that offensive foul called on, like, on the coach's challenge. It was hilarious. They were all just like, just as loud as they could possibly
like
clap.
Like Steve Ballmer.
Yeah. So Steve Ballmer clap, like 20 of them. Unreal. But Shea, and it will make Shea better to have better players around him. Mm-hmm. These shots that he's getting today are likely the most difficult of his career.
It feels like in semi-pro Andre 3000's character, where he's like so much better than everyone else. And then whenever he gets the ball, he just goes through all these people, does whatever he can and scores, and then just like really casually walks back. That's kind of what it feels like with SGA sometimes, where he's so much better than this team and we're getting used to watching what this team looks like. And then SGA does anything. You're like, oh yeah, that's like a really good basketball player.
And I'm interested to see in the last part of this schedule, if teams will go to what the Mavs did the last couple of possessions earlier, like in crunch time. If they're close, then it's just like, nope, we are getting the ball out of your hands. Like, like in the last 5 minutes of the game, you're not going to do anything. We're going to throw two or three defenders at you. And if somebody else makes a shot, who cares?
Yeah.
Dort was pretty good last night. And Teo was really good last night.
Dort was great. Everybody played well. Horford was fantastic last night.
In the first half, he was awesome.
And this, there is an enjoyment in watching a bunch of guys that, you know, are fringe NBA players, honestly, like a majority of this roster. Oh, yeah. Has either not gotten to the level where you would consider them real, you know, Teo's a rookie, Bazley, you know, not that he's the one we're talking about, Kenrich and all these different guys. Like, these are guys that are kind of fringe NBA players, and it is really fun to watch them compete at a really high level. But we also have to not ignore the fact that Luka Doncic and Porzingis were out last night.
Yeah. That's like, the thing that gives me hope for them. Because if this is how they're going to play, if these are lineups they're going to play, they're going to lose a lot of games because they're not going to play. Like, the Mavericks without Luka and Porzingis are not good. Like,
Tim Hardaway is their best, or Brunson.
Jalen Brunson is probably their best player. Yeah.
Hardaway's been pretty good this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He was okay last night.
Yeah. He was
okay. But if you add Luka to that,
yeah.
They probably win in a blowout.
Yeah.
And I'm a little miffed that he didn't play. One, he's 21 years old.
He didn't play the last OKC game.
I know. You're resting him on the second night of a back to back. Is he gonna play 10 games when he's 30?
Yeah.
Also, their teams are resting their best players against the Thunder.
Yeah.
It's happening all the time.
What is that telling you, right? Like,
yes.
What is that telling
you? We feel like we have a shot, and they demolished the Thunder.
What's crazy though is the last time they played. Yeah, I was about to say they smoked the Thunder with only Mingus on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mingus.
So they play the Knicks on Saturday. Mingus. They actually back to back 1 p.m. games here Central, which is insane. Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Against two teams that are going to compete at for them their highest level.
Yeah, these are two try hard teams.
Yep.
Which is like the Thunder are a try hard team. There are very few try hard teams in the NBA this season. Memphis is definitely one, and then New York is definitely one. So it's good. It's good to get some try hard teams in here.
That's what we need, because even last night, if you watched that lineup you were talking about, those five guys that are all fringe NBA players, the Mavs had no idea how to defend them because they don't watch any film on these guys. No one knows what they do.
Who are you?
Isaiah Roby, Alex made a joke last night because Isaiah Roby was like so open and went ahead and took a step back three, but
yeah,
no one was coming out to him anyway. Because they're Boban, like, I don't even know what you do.
I don't know about that. I think Boban was afraid that he might get Vucevic.
That's
and he hung back and was like, yeah, you go ahead and take this. I'm not going to let you blow by me.
Yeah.
I also feel like we at least have to acknowledge that the Boban-Moses Brown matchup was...
It was glorious.
One of the weirdest, most glorious
moments so great.
Of the NBA season.
What did you think about your least favorite player to ever exist, Moses Brown?
That is not what I really think, but you know, it is documented if you want to look back that I'm not the biggest fan. He looked kind of like what I thought he would. He's just so big.
He's very, very tall. He's not as big as Boban, but he is
very tall and very long. And so it's one of those things like where he did well is when he was playing Kleba, or is it Kleba?
Yes.
And he's an entire head taller than him,
mm-hmm.
and so he can get rebounds and get his own miss.
Just sticks his arms out,
exactly.
Just grabs the ball. Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, like nobody is looking at Moses Brown and saying this guy is the center for the future. But I would be like intrigued to watch him. I mean, they play the Knicks. The Knicks don't really have a center. I mean, they have Nerlens Noel, but that didn't really count. And then you have the Grizzlies. Jonas.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's been crushing.
He's good. Jonas will give him problems.
He's so skilled.
But you know, like in a league that is increasingly less and less big driven, which is funny because at the top, like two of the top three or four MVP candidates,
they got to raise somebody up to stop Embiid, man.
But it's just one of those things. Like in matchups like that, Moses Brown will be able to stay on the floor. But they didn't really put him in position. Like if Doncic got him into a pick and roll at any point, you know, like cooked. You know, but so most people, to be fair.
Yeah.
But he was fine. He actually, I mean, he didn't look like he didn't belong. And so it's just kind of what I was looking for Moses Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not Ben and Roby, but
12 boards last night. What do you think of the
nine of which are his own missed shots that he got rebounds on? Right.
Five offensive.
Yeah.
Seriously, those are all his. They did sub in Roby and Moses Brown together and have Roby at the four, which I don't think is ideal for Isaiah, but it is what it is. And that just, to me, what they did last night just signals, hey, it's all about development.
Clearly.
That's what the second half of this season is, development only. And, you know, the outcome of the game is whatever, but it is about, let's get these guys. I mean, they started two rookies. They're playing Ty Jerome 27 minutes off the bench.
Which I kind of like him. We haven't talked about Ty Jerome much. I kind of like as a rotation piece. I don't hate him even being potentially part of this for a while.
He's just solid.
Yeah.
He's fine. Yeah. He's not anything special
or anything terrible.
Yeah. He's just kind of there. He was bad last night, like super bad last night.
See, but when he's bad, he's not even noticeable.
That's true. It's great.
Is that what you want? I don't know. I'm confused.
I think you do.
Yeah, it's funny. They only played Kenrich 18 minutes last night. And it's like, all right, settle down on your plus 13 and a half there, sir. Yeah. Take a step back.
That's also a tanking move. Can't play Kenrich too much. Can't play Kenrich Williams too much.
Let me ask you all a question about lineups last night. So, and somebody asked McKelly this last night on Thunder After Dark. So Muscala doesn't play at all and has been a centerpiece of this team.
Very good for them.
Really good.
Yeah.
McKelly didn't take the bait on this. Is that an indication that they're looking to move him?
Oh, it's trade time, baby.
I mean, I don't know. I would guess that if Mike Muscala is not going to play, he would like to be moved. Sure. He's also on an expiring contract. So I think there's just a lot of things at play.
I think between him and George Hill, that's your two most tradable assets for the year.
Yeah, probably so. I don't know what his value is around the league.
Yeah.
But I think that he would like to be moved, probably, if he's not going to play, would be my assumption. I don't know that for sure, but I would guess if he wants to go play, he can go help somebody.
Yeah. If the Lakers strike out on LaMarcus Aldridge, Moose will take
that. I would rather have Moose than LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus.
What?
Let me explain.
That was an insane statement. That was just going to let you slide.
LaMarcus. So LaMarcus is not going to start for anybody.
No.
He's going to come off the bench.
Yeah.
He's going to take elbow jumpers, and he's going to demand a lot of touches.
He's been taking some threes, though. I mean, on a contender, he's just a luxury piece.
I don't know. I'd rather have off the bench, low usage, catch and shoot threes. And he is more agile than LaMarcus is right now.
Yeah.
LaMarcus is... I just don't think LaMarcus Aldridge can help anybody
at all.
I don't. No.
Even if you don't need him, I think he helps a team that does not need him.
I don't think he does.
We talked about this in a text thread, and I think this is also a conversation that's happening on a national level. I think Portland could use him.
He's not better than Cantor.
Wow.
He's not.
Also, he had an issue with Dame. Because he wanted to be the leader, and then Dame was more of the leader.
Yeah. Do you think LaMarcus Aldridge regrets leaving Portland?
He's been kind of a nobody in San Antonio.
Yeah, it did not work out the way he thought it would. And no, Kawhi leaving.
Yeah.
He's been in San Antonio for 5 years.
That's insane. That's crazy.
I thought honestly, when you said that, I thought it was like 10.
Yeah.
Really? Because the last year felt like 7 years.
Yeah. But since he's been in San Antonio... people don't really talk about. I mean, he doesn't really pop up in the...
Really, the last 2 years he hasn't. He was super good before the last 2 years. He's just really fallen off.
Well, he's getting older. I mean, he's surely, what, 32,
33? He's
35. He's not 35 years
old.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, that was it. This is his...
Oh, he'll get wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't think...
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I just don't know who he helps.
I asked this question to Andrew Taylor. Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge?
Blake Griffin. Just because, Blake Griffin is so much more skilled.
Or Mike Muscala.
I mean, I'd rather have Mike Muscala than Blake Griffin.
It's not crazy. That's not a crazy statement.
It's not crazy.
Because here's the thing about it is that
he won't even look at him.
I'm not. He won't even look at me.
I'll agree with you to be a good teammate.
I think
LaMarcus is a more skilled player at just about everything compared to Mike.
Yeah.
But Mike Muscala is only going to take catch and shoot threes. He's not going to complain. Whatever role you give him, he's going to be super cool with it. I think LaMarcus still, he took almost 12 shots a game for the Spurs.
Yeah, you surely hope that if he lands somewhere else, he realizes like, okay, this is, if I want to get anything in the offseason, I need to figure out how to play.
Or like, this is my chance to get a championship, because if it's not in this role at this point, then it's not going to happen.
Or I was buried by Jakob Poeltl.
Yeah.
And they're not giving me the respect that I deserve. Uh-huh. I need to go somewhere else where I can show them that I still got it. It's not always with these guys that have been all-stars that, hey, let me just humble myself and show you that I can take 5 shots a game off of the bench and be happy about anything that I get.
Karl Malone did it.
Karl Malone's
started for the Lakers. What do you mean?
He's a good example.
He is a horrible
example. If he wouldn't have got hurt, they would have beat the Pistons. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Old Karl Malone was just the difference. Yeah. What's the difference?
Gary Payton did it for the Heat.
Yeah, I think he was
too. Karl Malone was actually 40 years old.
What?
When he played for the Lakers.
What'd you say?
So Gary Payton did it for the Heat.
Just saying. And also for that Lakers team.
And for the Lakers.
And for that Lakers team. And that's because he was maybe 42.
Hey, just saying.
LaMarcus is only 35. I don't know.
Dude, that's old.
That is old.
Unless you're LeBron James, that's old.
I just wouldn't. If I'm a contender, unless you're the Nets or somebody where you're just like so.
Just accumulating.
You're so good that it doesn't matter who's on your team. But like if I'm the Lakers or if I'm even the Clippers, I'm just like, no thanks, man.
Blake Griffin had a fire sweater on last night. I don't know if you were watching that game.
Yeah, he will look good when he's not playing because he's hurt.
Yeah, that guy knows how to dress.
He does. I like Blake.
I did too.
Did you see that show?
I mean, it's hard to think that his career is going to find some sort of resurrection.
If it'll happen, it'll happen like this, where he's not the when KD is back and he's on the floor with like Harden and KD, and he can be the third guy ball handler. Just passing,
like mouth open, shocked, listening to Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe say that they would prefer to both of them. Which Bill Simmons is just like hot take central, but when Zach Lowe was kind of like, yeah, that they would both rather have Jeff Green on the floor than Blake Griffin.
Yeah, that's not a hot take.
It shocked me. I know it's not a hot take, but it's shocking.
It's similar to the LaMarcus argument, is that these are like heavy usage guys throughout their entire career, and then they just decline. And Jeff has been a role player for a long, long time and knows how to play a role, knows how to defend, knows how to rotate, knows how to just
making his shots this year.
Yeah, too. And he just takes corner threes,
which
and that's
you
it.
Can when you're just standing by yourself because you have Kyrie, James Harden,
yeah,
and eventually Kevin Durant on the
yeah,
floor.
I know.
And Joe Harris. Like, I don't know. Is there a team that has a better spacing offense?
No, they're the best offense of all time. Of all time,
which is crazy because think of the spacing that those Warriors teams had.
Kevin Durant hasn't played in six weeks,
and he doesn't have to.
It doesn't matter, and they're like, I think they're middle of the pack in defense, still, without Kevin, who is their best defender by like a large margin.
Can you believe how good Harden and Kyrie are together on the floor together? It's so good.
It's just like this perfect mix of like insanity.
It just clicked into place.
Are there going to be enough shots?
Can they
play with three balls?
Do they need another basketball?
That's for you, Luke, man. I'll tell you, getting through. So we didn't, I mean, anything from All-Star Weekend that's worth dealing with?
No, dunk contest sucked. 3-point contest was fun.
It's been the highlight of the All-Star. Last year's All-Star game itself was really fun, but the 3-point contest has been the best part of the weekend for a while.
It was great. That was fun. That was delightful.
Steph Curry versus Michael Conley. Conley?
Mike what was Conley? That? I don't know. Sounds like that's his actor name.
Michael Conley.
Michael Conley. Conley. Okay. Do we need to go to Tayshaun's factoid?
Bring it on over to me.
Tayshaun's factoid, bigger and mystery.
I love those right as we're about to do it.
Tayshaun's factoid, bigger and mystery.
Hey, welcome to Tayshaun's factoid, bigger and mystery. So this week, there was a video going around of Zach LaVine and Zion interviewing each other on the sideline. Did you see that at the All-Star game?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really cute. So I thought it'd be cute.
Did you think it was cute? It was maybe one of the more awkward things to ever happen.
Oh, I thought it was really cute. And so I thought it'd be cute.
It was easily the most awkward. I don't know.
Sometimes awkward's cute. So I thought it'd be awkward cute if we asked each other icebreaker questions. I texted a list to you, Andrew.
Oh, you did. Okay.
All right. I texted a list to everyone. You can pick one. What we'll do is, Jay, you'll start with me and then we'll go around to the person to our right. Okay. You can pick any of these.
We're just going to do one circle.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's
it's going to be cute.
That's cute.
Jay, ask me. Yeah. You're asking me so I can set the tone. So no one ruins
Taylor,
this.
Yeah. Describe an experience in your life that changed your values.
Oh, that was one of the questions that I was hoping you wouldn't ask me.
you literally made you this. Chose this list.
Oh man, this is harder than I thought it would be. And
I can give you two, probably.
Okay.
I mean, getting married and having a baby.
Oh, those are Taylor's values.
No. You're jumping to conclusions here, Jay.
Change my values. Here's the I'm not making those decisions unless my values are in place beforehand.
Maybe becoming a business owner?
Oh, small man, business owner? This is hard.
I don't know. Is this how good the Zach LaVine and Zion Williams?
Yes, this is it. This is it. This is exactly it.
Just 45 you know seconds what? Of thinking about it.
Pass. I'll ask Andrew.
He's
one.
Setting the tone.
Let me set the tone.
This is your thing.
I know, but you asked me the wrong question.
This is a planned bit.
All right. So, this Andrew, is a bit. This I have... Yeah, it's a bit. Okay, Andrew.
Oh my goodness. you put it as question number one.
I didn't make this.
You
list.
Asked it so that you got the first question. Obviously, they're gonna ask.
You
the
can pick any question.
This is going horribly. This is a
okay,
stupid
bit. Andrew. Mm-hmm. When you were 6 years old, what did you want to be when you grow up?
An artist.
Like we've actually talked like about this sort before,
of, like bad. A cartoonist.
New
yeah,
question.
We have talked about this.
New
yeah.
question: what is the reason you get up in the morning?
My alarm clock.
Thanks, Dad. I love sitting around the breakfast table with my family, yeah. And it's something that I get to do every single day because I work from home, mm-hmm. And it's my favorite part of every single day. It's wonderful.
That is so wholesome.
That's good, man.
This experience changed my values.
Was that the
There's
whole
one.
That was it. That was my answer.
You have one now.
Me experiencing wow. Andrew telling
not
his
marriage,
story.
Not having a baby, hearing about Andrew having breakfast
yeah,
with his
it's
family.
So nice.
Hey, it has been the beauty of the last year, man. I've eaten dinner with my family
yeah.
So many times.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, it's true. I've eaten dinner with your family.
I know, man. I've done.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
all right. L-Man?
Yes.
When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Ooh.
Last time I did something for the first time.
Man, this is good.
This is like the ultimate L-Man question, I feel
it
like.
It really is.
let me think. Man, this... Last time I did something for the first time.
Think of like over a year ago, probably.
I also just want to celebrate your headphones while we're at it.
They're really bad. Are they that bad?
Yeah.
You're wearing like a 1999 uh-huh. computer
is.
Headphone.
This is what I used to play PlayStation with because it has the McDonald's headset, you know?
Yeah.
Last time I did something for the first time.
You can pass and ask Jay one.
Let me pass for now. I'll think of something. I don't know.
Wow.
This is why, Taylor, you should probably provide
this
these
this to us last
I sooner
this,
than listen, right when we begin this.
All this is, listen, I looked up icebreaker questions because I was like, all right, icebreaker questions. You don't have to really prepare for those because if you're interviewing for a job or like at some kind of retreat or something, these are questions that will be easy to answer. Hey.
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 Hey, Jay, I have a question for you. Is it ever okay to waste
absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
See? That's so easy.
That's the easiest boom. Question. Yeah, of course it is. I think it's actually
over with.
I think it's actually back to a good dream. That's what we've done for the last 10 minutes.
All right. That was cute.
That was, oh my gosh, so cute. Hey guys, it's Luke's online, oh, L-Man's yeah. online deep dive. Time to dive deep with the L-Man. I was on NBA Reddit, and I found a 50 random NBA facts list, and I liked it. And the okay. best thing about
and
Reddit,
I liked it.
I liked it.
I'm about to read all 50.
The best thing is that after people gave their own facts after, and the first four are all about Ron Artest, and I thought they were just great.
Okay.
First, the Ron Artest ones was that he went up to Steven Jackson after the Malice in the Palace and asked him, do you think we'll get in trouble for this?
That's a great one.
Second, and he requested a leave of absence from the Pacers early in the 04-05 season to promote his record label, and his request was accepted. And the best one, I thought, he got a part-time job at Circuit City and had to quit when the team owner found out. And this was so that he could get an employee discount on a stereo.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I really, really liked that. And the other really good one was that there was, in 2015, the entire Mavericks backcourt had the exact same birthday.
Yeah.
J.J. Barea, Darren Williams, and Raymond Felton were all born on June 26th, 1984.
Yep. Wow, really?
Yeah. I bet they had a joint birthday party.
I have my own pandemic Ron Artest story. He was on tampering very early on because we were trying to like figure out what can we do. And he had started a business or something and wanted to promote it. And so we had him on the podcast. And this was like when Zoom had first started. And so I just had the regular non-paid for Zoom account and they hadn't upgraded my account yet. So I only had 40 minutes. And we were at like 39 and a half minutes. And I had messaged them before the pod, like, hey, let's get this upgraded so that we can do more than 40 minutes with run our tests. And I assumed they were going to do it. And then we get to 40 and the pod just shuts down. And when Ron was in mid sentence,
Oh no.
And so you're like, can we even get him back on the show? Can we even make this happen? Like everybody is just like fuming. And this is like maybe like week two or three on the job for me. And I'm like, just like scrambling to make things happen. And we eventually get him back on a different Zoom call. And thing about it, he was totally cool. And he was like, hey, no problem. We'll just pick right back up. What was I saying? And like, he just picked right up and just like continued on, which I was like, oh, thank God.
What if you got back on with him and you realized he had never stopped talking the whole time and you get back on with him and he's like, so that's why I'd like to promote this company.
Yeah. That's somebody that like the arc of his life and career, like maybe the most, like, I don't know if he was ever hated, but just,
yeah,
he was hated.
Literally jumped into the stands and beat up fans.
Yeah,
suspended for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he was with the Lakers, like,
yeah,
remember he elbowed Harden in the face. He was still kind of a bad guy, but like towards the end of his career and now and in post career, like people are like, Ron Artest is insane, but he's kind of a likable insane.
He was so nice, like so kind during that whole thing.
It's wild.
It was he gave me the grace I needed at the time.
Hey, wow, man, we still have a non-paid account for Zoom. So can you start back over?
This is like maybe the fourth time I'd ever even used Zoom at the time. Now I've used it like hundreds of times. I use it multiple times a day. All right, let's go to the stream real quick. Let's see who is here with us this morning. Hoops Talk 69, as always. We have David Likata. We have David Likatong. We have Miroslav Juric. Here from Germany. Thank you for listening. WKim14 from Sydney. Fetty from Argentina. We have Christos from Greece. Just worldwide. Down to Dunk worldwide. David is from Australia that I mentioned earlier. Evan from Tulsa. Miguel Devella, as always. Eli from Edmond.
Worldwide.
Bailey from Adelaide, Australia. We have Kevin from Virginia. Garrett from Tulsa. We have Anirudha. I mispronounce that every time. From India. A name I can't pronounce from Turkey. Thanks for joining. Lawrence from Boston. Just worldwide. DTD worldwide. Ross either, from New Jersey.
It's either that or it's a wonderful bit that our fans are doing.
Traveling teacher from Ethiopia.
They just jump on and start throwing out random countries.
Oh, yeah. I trust it. Daniel from UK.
Bear from the Arctic.
He said, who's got Daniel from the UK wants to know who's got the best footwear on the pod this morning.
Ooh.
I got new shoes.
It might be the L-Man.
I think it's L-Man.
Definitely L-Man. He's got the white Nike SB Janoskis, all white.
Winner.
Those are cool. Man. You're keeping them clean, too. You've had these for a minute. You've done a good job.
Can't wear them much this week because it's going to rain.
That's true. All right. Thanks for being on the stream.
Talk about the weather.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And we're back from that quick break. I feel bad I haven't done that yet.
That's not Twitter questions.
I just feel bad.
All right, guys, let's jump into our first Twitter question. It comes from @DortPoy, who wants to know what other teams have joined the tank train as we approach the trade deadline. Are Kings and Spurs all aboard? Are Wizards and Cavs still trying to make the playoffs? I'm stressing out. Help, skull emoji.
Dead. Death. So to me, the only teams that are like truly tanking are Detroit, Houston, OKC, Minnesota, obviously. Minnesota doesn't want to be this bad. Minnesota would like to have a winning record, so they're not really tanking.
That's the thing that's hard, because like same with Cleveland. Like same they're with trying Cleveland, to win.
Same with Sacramento.
Washington.
Washington would like to be
New
good.
New Orleans, I think, still wants to be good.
New Orleans definitely wants to be good. They're super peeved at as to how bad they are. So I really think that's really the only teams that are truly tanking. The rest of these teams just are not good. So I wouldn't worry. San Antonio's not tanking. The LaMarcus Aldridge thing, again, is not a move to get worse. They will not be worse when LaMarcus Aldridge is off their team. I think that they will be around the same and possibly better.
I just don't think they'll be bad until Papa's gone.
Yeah, and they've got players. They've got some good players on their team.
Yeah, Derek White's back, DeJounte Murray. I mean,
DeRozan's been good this year. Yeah. DeRozan's been very good this
year.
And
they've gotten something out of Pirtle.
Pirtle's been good. Pearl. Yeah. Yeah.
Jakob.
Do you guys think Popovich regrets not retiring?
There's a chance. He is his hair, man.
It's great.
The post-game and pre-game interviews for these guys is already awkward enough.
Yeah.
And so I saw one with Popovich the other day where it's like the frame of the picture is he's at the very bottom of it. And so it looks like he's sitting in like a toddler chair and his hair is just insane. And he's got a mask on. I'm like, Pop, you can probably just bail on interviews for the year.
I mean, surely his job has not been fun the last 2 to 3 years.
He's a grinder. I don't know. Marcus Aldridge -9 on the season for the Spurs.
What do you think about the Kings?
I think they would like to be good. I think they stink.
How's Luke Walton still there?
I think that probably ownership doesn't want to pay more money for a coach, because if he gets fired, you still have to pay him.
You remember the time they had.
And also, this is a huge part of this season is that there are so many teams right now that sit back and think this season is weird. It's messed up. We are not changing anything this season.
It's probably valid.
And we're not doing anything to jeopardize anything. Even if we think we need a new coach, we're not doing it this season. We'll do it in the off season. We'll do it next season when things get back to normal.
Remember when they fired Mike Malone?
Yeah, that was a bad move.
And even Dave Yeager is better than Luke Walton.
For sure. Where is Dave Yeager?
Where are they now? Let's spend some time on this. Where is
Dave Yeager had a hot streak there for a while though. Dave Yeager was like the hot new coach.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
So hot.
He looked like a police officer.
A really hot one.
What's wrong with you?
Oh man.
He's an all right. He's let's an go on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @ShayMyName1.
Shame my name.
Who wants to know or says it's college basketball tournament time? What type of tournament could you all win? And are you ashamed of the answer? Thanks, DTD crew. Hey, thanks to you @ShameMyName. I think I could win some type of Nintendo Mario type video game tournament.
Like, well, you got a name. Give us one.
Mario Kart. I think I could school you guys.
Double just, dash?
Yes.
Like, is it a tournament just between the four of us?
In my mind.
Okay.
That in is, my mind. I would rock you guys.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, yeah, if it's probably. Between the four of us, we all probably have something then.
Yeah, I would. I would. Mario Kart, I'd kick your guys' butts. And really, I think any Mario sports time.
I'll just go ahead and throw it out. Probably any video game.
Probably any video game.
Okay, probably. I'll give you myself that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that for sure. I do not play video games hardly ever. I do play. I've been getting down to some Smash Bros with my kids lately.
Oh, cool. What is your character?
Can you actually be good at Smash Bros? Or because yes, the only time I've ever played it is I just hammer buttons the whole entire time.
Yeah,
if you've ever watched like the professional like video game, actual video game tournament people.
I haven't.
Spend 3 minutes on YouTube and just look it up.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They are outrageously good.
Yeah.
Link. In ways you could never even imagine.
Link, and if I'm getting frisky, young Link.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. I would beat everyone here in a pool tournament. I'm actually pretty good.
For real?
Really?
Wow.
Pretty good at pool.
Prove it.
I'd love to.
Let's all get I am our too. Second shots and then go out.
You are too?
Mm-hmm.
I really think I'd beat you.
I don't think I'm terrible.
I don't think you would. I really don't.
I have a natural gift.
You would destroy me at pool.
Really? You're not good at pool? Well, then, I'd destroy you.
Right.
I would take you to the woodshed.
Luke might be the only person that knows what this is, but I would kill you guys in roof ball.
Oh, dude. I don't know if you guys
can. I guess what it is.
You throw the ball up on the roof and try to catch it.
Actually, Taylor wouldn't have been there.
It was a game that we invented at this like high school
camp.
Yeah. And there's this at that
LDI or whatever.
Red Rock Canyon, where the tabernacle is.
Yep. Been there.
The pitch of the roof is perfect where you throw the ball on it. It takes enough time to get back down. You throw the ball on the roof.
When you can't see it because it's probably 20 feet.
Yeah,
you can
see it when it's maybe like yeah. 3 seconds. Yeah. You've got a very small window to see it.
And so it comes off and you have to catch the ball in the air and throw it back on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't miss the ball hits the ground, or you are touching the ball and you're touching the ground, you're out.
Yeah.
And it's just like a gotcha.
You're in a line.
Tournament. You're in a line.
And you're just cycling through.
That's a good game.
It is one of the funnest games I've ever played.
Yeah.
And immediately everyone that plays is good enough to where it's competitive.
Yeah.
And people get to where they get good and then take it very seriously.
Yes, definitely.
And it's fun.
And I crushed everybody.
He was very good.
And Jord was so mad when I beat him. It was down to me and Jord, and I beat him, and he was, I've seen Jord mad a lot, but the Jord was losing it.
Cause it gets to the end where it's like, just two people
going like gotcha.
Up. Oh, yeah, it's incredible. Very, very, very good. It's a fun game.
I'd crush you guys though.
Wow. I want to play that game right now.
I know.
I want to play that
you
game.
You want to head to
it's very fun.
Camp?
Let's you drive down.
Find a roof. I bet there's a good roof in this neighborhood.
Surely.
Yeah, we could buy some good
roof. They're like, honey, what's that sound?
it's four grown men.
Yes, man. Throwing a dodgeball up there.
I hear a lot of things hitting the roof and then just grown men breathing way too heavily.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Like between the four of us, like
football for sure.
Yeah,
one on one.
It's like I just am, like my body is a wreck these days. But
you'd win basketball.
Maybe lifting stuff. Lifting stuff.
No, your back. No, I think one of us could outlift you because your back would go out.
Three point contest. I'd win the tournament between all.
Yeah, I think we should do. I think we should do a like make a video where it's like us doing like the like 3 point contest skills competition. Just so the people know at home.
We can do like a down the dunk Olympics.
I think that would be great.
That would be awesome.
And you know what else we should all do? You know those things at bars where you have to punch the punching bag, see who punches hardest?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I'd love to do that too.
Okay. Luke, you would destroy in a crushing some Bud Lights.
That's true.
There you go.
Those go hand in hand.
That's
the punching bag.
Look how gifted you are.
Got a lot of skills.
You're really talented.
And the thing is, I like to combine skills. Drink the Bud Lights while playing the video games. Drink the Bud Lights, punch in the punching bag. Really, it can
combine. I like to combine skills.
Yeah.
Drinking liquid, drinking alcohol, and doing this thing.
Uh-huh. It's great. A lot of skills I've got. All right, guys, let's move on.
Drinking alcohol, mow my yard. I like to combine skills.
Taylor, what have you done? Taylor, what have you done?
All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Too hyped, too hyped.
And it is from at Logan Goodner 7, who wants to know, what are your go-to trash pizza places in OKC?
I think that it's trash just in the fact of like branding and... But it's good.
Trash is what you make.
It's All-American pizza, man.
All-American pizza.
It's not. It's delightful. It's not trash.
That's what I'm
trash.
Saying. But it's
it
like,
is not. Would, it's think of it so like, good.
It's trash.
It would be defined as a trash style pizza.
We're talking quality of ingredients here,
I don't,
Andrew.
I mean, it's the cheese and sauce.
I'll say this. It is not gourmet pizza.
Little Caesars.
It is cheap.
Little Caesars versus All-American. Which one would you call trash?
They're both Caesars. Trash.
Easy.
No, they're both trash food, but Little Caesars is better.
You are messed up and quicker. You have some,
you know where
you
I
have
can
some
go?
Poor values.
Little, have you been to the Little Caesars by our house? Because it is perfect every time.
It is pretty good. I
you
sometimes.
Walk to it?
No.
Drinking a Bud Light?
I refuse to accept this.
Drinking a Bud Light?
Drink alcohol Caesars. While eating pizza. Combine skills.
Combining
skills,
my skills.
Skills combined.
I refuse to accept anything that's been said in the last 35 seconds.
There's not a really good All-American by my house. I would go more. But there's a place called Village Pizza that's just like...
Hey, it's good.
It's very good.
It's really good.
It's very good.
It's probably just All-American.
Like, no, it's no, not.
You've
been
a little no, thicker. No, we have a really good All-American here over there's, Penn.
There's one up here called Stars and Stripes Pizza. It's just All-American.
It's All-American, yeah.
Oh, well, this one might be, but they have a good calzone.
There's an All-American on 33rd right by my house, man.
Real good calzone.
We no, do some is... barbecue chicken pizza from
yeah,
there.
Dude.
So good.
You do the family deal?
Yeah. Throw a couple 2 liters in.
Yeah. The barbecue chicken pizza is hilarious because we used to get that at work all the time at Tree and Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mustard. It's like mustard is the sauce with a little bit of barbecue in
nope.
It.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Nope. That's a trash pizza place.
Yeah.
That's we used to get All-American. And yeah. It was like mustard sauce.
You are wrong.
No, it's barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Man.
Y'all don't even know good barbecue.
How do I say face?
If you think that's good barbecue sauce, you don't know good barbecue.
How do I get out of this?
make weird voice.
It's like his go-to.
Gotta all right. Get out of here.
Guys, I have to go, but... I have, but I'm going to read the next Twitter question for you guys and drop this bomb and leave.
Oh.
All right. This one comes from at Brian John.
Get in my car.
Yeah. No, don't. Never.
Don't combine those two.
Never.
Skills.
That's forbidden talents. Don't combine those talents.
That is a combustible combination.
That is forbidden talents.
All right. Don't do it.
Forbidden talents.
Our next Twitter question comes from at Brian John 2004, who wants to know prime Russ or prime Dame?
Oh. Bye, Lake.
This look really? Because look,
that was so cute what you guys just did. I'm glad that was on there. Very cute episode today.
Bye, Luke.
Luke, you look cute today.
Keep talking to the microphone. He's muted the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two of these guys has an MVP.
Yep.
The other doesn't.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, really, we're talking 2017 Russ versus whatever, maybe this year of Dame, right?
Is this Dame's best year?
It might be. He's been very, very good.
He has been.
It's prime
Russ.
He's
had some really good. It's prime Russ, but I understand the debate because sure, every time Dame and Russ have gone against each other,
in the last,
Dame has killed Russ
in the last 3 or 4 years. But before that, Russ cooked.
Before that, yes, without a doubt. I think we forget. I think it's easy to forget. Russell Westbrook, 2016-17. This is prime Russ. We want to talk about
this
prime
is
Russ.
MVP Russ.
31.6 points per game, led the league in scoring, 10 assists, 10 boards. Dame can't do 10 assists, average it for a whole season. Hasn't been able to do it. 1.6 steals per game, shooting 34% from three on 7 attempts per game. 24 shots per game, shooting 85% from the line. I don't think Dame is very good, but has not had an equivalent season to that.
No.
Last season, he was 30 points, 8 assists, 4 boards, 40%. From three.
This is Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. I mean, the difference is that Dame's game, number one, is going to age better. Because he's not as dependent on his athleticism.
Without a doubt.
And it just is in the game that has evolved so quickly into three-point driven. Is Russ just feels more archaic than Dame's game. But that year, which would be Russ's prime, and before that, man, like we forget that Russ was insane.
He was so
with Kevin Durant too.
Yeah.
Like, they were so good.
True.
Dude, he even in that finals in 2012, like Russ had a 46-point game. He was so good.
I know. It's easy. It's really easy because the narrative lends itself to this to just pour on Russ as far as his decline. But
right,
he was really good.
So we can compare those two seasons. I think probably maybe last year was Dame's best season statistically.
Mm-hmm.
And it just still doesn't really compare. I mean, there you would say like, oh, field goal percentage. Like Dame was 46. Well, I guess it is quite a bit, actually. Yeah. Never mind. Russ is 42. But still, like, Russ assists, rebounds, everything is like so much better.
Dame does have Dame time, though.
Yeah, Russ does not have Russ time. Was Russ. Year, yes, he
Russ
did.
Was the most clutch player in the NBA. No,
that year he did.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
It was one
prime,
year.
Prime. Yes, prime.
All right.
Prime Russ, prime Dame. His VORP is better.
I'm just trying to make
his box plus minus is better than Dame. His win shares are the same. No, his win shares are better than Dame's last season. And his usage was way higher, 41.7% usage to 30%. And he has like better overall efficiency numbers. Higher assist percentage, kills him in rebounds. He was just better. I mean, I think we forget how good Russ was that season. There have not been many seasons in NBA history that compare to what Russ did that season with that team.
Yeah, because remember the on-off numbers between him and Samaj, like it was
insane.
Oh yeah.
But it was also the best point guard in the league and the worst point guard.
Well,
in the
I mean, in the playoff series against the Rockets, like the Thunder won every minute that Russell was on the floor.
Yep.
And lost.
That was the whole season.
Substantially every single minute that he was on the floor.
That was it.
He was really good.
Yeah, he's great. All right.
Dame sucks. All right. I'm with you.
Let me ask this
Dame
question.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to get at is that Dame sucks.
Dame sucks.
So at Sam Joe 1489 asked this question. Who are you most looking forward to watching in the NCAA tournament, both for scouting future Thunder players and players teams just for fun? I mean, it's got to be OSU. Andrew's an OSU fan.
Yeah.
They really have played substantially better in this last half. Not that they were bad, but like the two wins against OU were huge. Cade was incredible in both those games.
Yeah.
They obviously won their first game of the Big 12 tournament against West Virginia. I think they play Kansas or Texas.
Dude, I'm just so narrowed in on the NBA
which is the right place to be. But so here's the teams I would look at. OSU, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga for sure.
Watch USC.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple SEC teams that have some guys that are going to be in that range. So Florida State has Scotty Barnes, which it's not SEC, but Florida State. Then I would watch Arkansas. They have Moses Moody.
Yeah.
Then you've got Tennessee, who has a couple guys that are, these are all kind of, you're in the top 10 range with most of these guys. Yeah. Kentucky, I don't even know if they're making the tournament.
They're not. They're horrible.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Duke is out because they had a COVID.
Duke is horrible too.
Yeah. Case, and they're not even sure they're good.
Yeah, they're not
so beyond good. That, Texas has a couple good players that you may be looking at, but I can't go much further than that.
It's kind of interesting this year, like who's going to win the championship because the main
Gonzaga is everybody.
They should be the heavy favorite. Yeah.
I need a Thunder fan to get on the Corey Kispert train with me because that's the guy that Oklahoma City never had that I wish. He kind of reminds me he's a better version of Doug McDermott. So I understand that we kind of had that, but
yeah,
the way Sam Vecenie talks about him and watching just his ability to score and shoot.
Like better than Doug McDermott was in college, though.
I don't know. I mean, he's incredible.
He will. So McDermott was like he's similar to like Adam Morrison in college, where he's like just that much better than college players, where he can just score and do everything.
Dude, he was really good.
Yeah, yeah. But once he got to the league, like he couldn't be that guy in the league.
Right,
and the thing with Corey Kispert is that he can be this guy in the league because he's he can do more than just spot up shoot, but like that's his main skill.
Yeah.
And that's it's you can see his game translating to the NBA level easily.
He's big, and they're just fine. And they also have Jalen Suggs, obviously. That's a huge piece of food.
At underscore CL12 underscore wants to know our opinion of pineapple on pizza.
I don't hate it. Actually, this is one of my favorite pizzas is Domino's Alfredo sauce, pineapple, and jalapeno.
Okay.
Interesting.
That is a wild combination.
Try it, though. It's really good.
My wife. She loves pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
It's for me, as I'm such a texture flavor combination guy, that it's just not my jam. Mm. I don't have a problem with it, but it's not mine.
If you're seeking umami on a pizza, you got to have some sweet sometimes. And so,
yeah,
I understand. Sometimes you just want a sausage. Sometimes you just want a meat lovers. Sometimes you just want a straight up cheese pizza.
Wow.
But if you're trying to get, if you're trying to find something different, experience pizza in a different way, pineapple is the ingredient in combination with others. Combine skills of the pineapple with the skills of the jalapeno.
I like it. It's good. I'm in favor.
Do you do like the ham and pineapple?
Yeah, I'll do whatever. And pineapple. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's good.
Is this the end of the podcast?
This is the outro, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast.
I'm in favor.
The Thunder keep playing this week, Saturday, Sunday, 1 o'clock here Central Time.
Yeah. Enjoy the afternoon games, everybody.
Wow. See you at the arena.
Leave us a review if you have the time. And have a great day.
My favorite thing.
It's time.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.